like grandma and grandpa, huh? You know how to say hi, huh? Say hello, say hi. Okay, give the phone back to mama, okay.
Well, she would have said more, but she was up late reading. Oh, we miss y'all too. No, Bill's out on maneuvers till Monday. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Suzanne just came in. Uh-huh. Yes, she's still on her diet, but we don't talk about it. No, Daddy shouldn't have her pig anymore. It ran off. Did you get my letter about her shooting Anthony? Well, I better get off the phone. So give a big hug to Harold Thomas for me, and Marlene and Harlene and Darlene, and Frank and Dwayne and Odell and Virgil and Robert and Billy Hugh. Okay? Oh, we love you. Yeah. Olivia loves you too. Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, Charlene, I would appreciate it if in the future you would refrain from laying out the details of my private life during your hillbilly love fest.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, please. The way y'all call each other and love each other and miss each other. You should do a commercial for AT&T.
Oh, I love that one where the GI is stationed abroad and he calls his mother and the announcer says, you don't have to be a mama's boy to just love the sound of your mama's voice. I just have to fall face down and cry into a sofa pillow.
I just thought I'd check. Would you like me to take Olivia up for a nap now?
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mrs. Philpott. I'll be up to feed her in a few minutes.
Okay, sweetheart. Hi, darling. Boy, she sure got a cushy job.
What do you mean?
I mean, I can't believe all she has to do is stand around and stare at that kid all day. And if she's working for me, she'd be the one nursing that baby.
Suzanne, Mrs. Philpott is a little old to be a wet nurse.
Well, if I was paying her the kind of money you're paying her, she'd be figuring out a way to get that milk flowing or she'd be gone.
Suzanne, I don't want to discuss it anymore, okay?
Fine with me. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I guess you also don't want to discuss the fact that I'm about to give you and Mary Jo and Julia and Anthony probably one of the best weekends of your entire life, all expenses paid.
I can't quite put my finger on it, but I don't like the sound of that.
You don't even know what it is.
I don't have to. I know any time that you offer me an all-expense-paid weekend, what you really want is a chauffeur and a valet.
I just happen to have made reservations at a health and beauty spa for all of us this weekend, and you're included because it's co-ed, and also because I shot you, and I still feel bad about that.
Hey, no problem. I'm off the crutches. Now it's just a slight limp.
Well, you can count me out. Ted's got the kids this weekend. I'm doing my spring cleaning.
I'm sorry, but you can count me out, too. After this last week, finishing up Lloyd Llewellyn's house, I just want to go to bed.
Well, where is this place, anyway?
It's about a half hour outside of Warm Springs.
Well, I think I read about this. Do they have these thermal mud baths?
Yeah, they got the best mud in the world.
Well, what's the name of it?
La Place San Sucky.
Suzanne, I think you might mean La Place Sans Souci, as in the place of no worry.
Well, Julia, I don't know anything about French. I just thought it'd be nice, after how hard everybody's worked on this last job, if we all went away together, you know, kind of relax, get rejuvenated. Olivia and Mrs. Philpott can come. And Charlie, you've been wanting to lose some of that baby fat, and I could work on my diet. And Julia, you're having dental surgery next week. Didn't Dr. Lanning tell you to gain a few pounds?
Well, I don't know. He said it wouldn't hurt.
Gee, my gynecologist thought I was a little underweight, too. Maybe I should go and fatten up a little bit. This place is supposed to have great food.
Oh, yeah. Now, they also have swimming and tennis and golf.
Golf? Oh, so you mean this place is kind of like a resort?
Yeah, it's like a combination spa and resort. So what do you say?
Well, speaking for myself, I say, San Sucky, here we come.
Charlie and Suzanne must be on some hike. You know, I felt kind of bad at the weigh-in yesterday when they both got put on the stringent weight loss program.
Mary Jo, we are here to gain weight. They are here to lose it. I, for one, am not going to sit around worrying about it. That was the agreement. Thank you so much. That was so nice.
Well, look who just blew in. It's Flo Jo and Wilma Rudolph.
Very funny, very funny. Oh. You know, the brochure described that hike as an invigorating nature walk. Please, who can look at nature? I mean, it's like running through the woods with your pants on fire.
Listen, we made a serious mistake here. I don't want to be in the heavy-duty group anymore. Let's see if we can't get in that group called Women Over 65. I mean, I wouldn't have come to this place if I'd known they had it in for big people.
Suzanne, they do not have it in for you.
Oh, yeah? How come you all get massages? We get beaten with vines.
They're not vines. It's seaweed. It's supposed to break down your cellulite. It's good for you.
Suzanne, I would appreciate if you quit referring to me as a big person. I happen to have just had a baby.
Yes, Charlene, I am well aware of that. You have now told everyone in our group that you have just had a baby. I guess the implication is that the rest of us are just fat and childless.
Suzanne, I know you won't lose that much weight in 3 days, but at least you can learn about better nutrition, get on a different course. I mean, Anthony was kind enough to drive us all down here, and he seems to be having a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah, he had a great big goofy grin on his face as he waved us from his golf cart as we were hiking across the ninth green.
I should have just gotten out my gun and blown his little tires out. I just think, you know, since I'm paying for everything here, I should be entitled to at least one square meal and a little fun.
Suzanne, a square meal is not a part of your program. I mean, what did you expect?
I expected more than a little shrimp and a sprigadillo on a cucumber, Mary Jo. I mean, who cares if it's got some fancy French name and a little sauce on it? It is still a little shrimp. Quite frankly, it's not enough fuel for a person who's then expected to go off and climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Et toi, et quatre, très bien, très bien. All right, tout le monde, it's enough for now. Because you are all here for the weekend program only, we are now going to evaluate and critique your personal exercise program. That way, we can redesign a program for you to take home which will fit your specific exercise needs.
Lord, I don't have a personal exercise regime. I can't walk on the dog.
You there? Do you have a personal exercise program?
Oh, I'm sorry. She's my sister. It's kind of a family joke. She's notorious for being sedentary.
Well, actually, yes, I do have a personal regime that I do every morning.
Would you mind to show it to me?
Well, it'd be kind of hard without my baton.
Excuse me, what? Did you say baton?
It's what she is to twirl in beauty pageants.
Why don't you show me?
Okay. Of course, I don't have my baton, so I'm just going to have to pretend. And I also don't have my music with me, so I'll just have to hum it. Now, usually, I do this to the tune of St. Louis Blues. Okay.
This is absolutely incredible. I had no idea she did this.
Oh, I did. She's done this for me a whole bunch of times.
Da 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 da.
Enjoying himself?
Yeah, well, I just hope he's not embarrassing us. I don't think he's been anywhere this expensive before.
You know, Suzanne, if I had just twirled an imaginary baton while humming St. Louis Blues in front of 15 total strangers, I don't think I'd be worrying all that much about Anthony embarrassing us.
You know, Joanna, I want you and Mary Jo to get off my case. Now, I'm serious now. You all have a big old plate of food right there, so why don't you just chow down on it?
Come on, y'all, let's not fight. It's giving me indigestion.
Well, it's not from fighting, it's from eating tofu and kelp.
Oh, come on, Suzanne. You knew what this was when you came here. I mean, you said you wanted to lose weight. What is the problem?
The problem is, Mary Jo, this is costing me $1,000 a day, and I am not, repeat, not having a good time. I didn't know I was going to have to live on raw vegetables and be tortured 24 hours a day and beaten with reeds. Hell, if I wanted to have this much fun, I could have stayed home and had Consuela pistol whip me.
Oh, no. Here they come again. I hope they're not planning on sitting with us.
Who?
Those obnoxious women from Beverly Hills.
Well, I thought they were interesting.
I have to be cruel. But I believe that those are the ugliest outfits I've ever seen in my life.
No kidding. I think they got them at Whores or Us.
I kind of like them.
You kind of would.
In case you didn't notice, Charlene, that was an insult.
It was not.
Oh, sure it was. You and Julia are always making snide remarks about Charlene and me, but evidently you just think that we are too dumb to notice. Remember what they said, Charlene? You know, big boobs, tiny brains.
Now, come on. That was 50 years ago. All I know is that you two have sure been touchy ever since we got here.
Touchy in what way?
Like when you got mad when we laughed at you in exercise class.
Well, you were rude. I don't think there's anything funny about doing the 5 ballet positions every morning. I got it out of a ballerina book that my daddy bought me secondhand when I was a little girl.
Now I feel really crummy.
Yeah, well, you should marry Joe, laughing at Charlene, just because she's poor. Why don't you just call up her mama and daddy and pop her bluff and say, "Ha, ha, you're poor," and then laugh like a big old donkey on the phone.
Suzanne, for crying out loud, just because you're not having a good time, you're just absolutely hell-bent on trying to start something. Well, I've just about had enough for one day. Now, until you can stop your obnoxious disposition, I think Mary Jo and I can just take our dinner back to the room.
Good. I'm sure the waitress will be happy to bring you an elephant bag to go.
Boy, that thermal mud bath is incredible, isn't it? Doesn't it make your skin feel great?
Oh, sure does. Suzanne, you don't know what you missed. What'd you do while we were gone?
Oh, I just stayed in and rested. What you think I did? Slow dance with Mrs. Philpott?
Suzanne, I thought we were going to work on a new attitude.
Yeah, right.
Charlene, I'm really glad you're not mad at us anymore. I mean, we didn't mean to laugh at your ballet positions.
It's okay.
Come on, Julia, get up here to this table. We're going to play the Trivial Pursuit game.
Trivial Pursuit? What for?
Oh, because you all thought you were so smart last week, beating Charlene and me at Jeopardy, I just decided to bring along Trivial Pursuit.
I don't believe I will, thank you. I'm rereading an old classic.
Oh, come on, it's just a dumb book.
It is not a dumb book, Suzanne. You don't even know what a Farewell to Arms is about.
Well, I guess it's about some guy who lost his arms. Now, come on over here. Let's play. Charlene and I'll stand the two of you.
Well, for Pete's sake, come on. Let's do it if it'll make her happy.
All right.
Although I must say, and I don't mean to sound cocky or anything, but I just want to remind you that last week when we played Jeopardy, Julia and I did win about $2,500, and you all only won $90. So if that happens again, I just don't want you all to be mad.
We won't get mad.
Why are you so anxious to play this game? How do we know you haven't been looking at the answers?
Well, you can see for yourself. I just opened it. Charlene, can I see you for a moment, please?
Oh, Suzanne, what for?
To plan our strategy. If you don't know something, don't worry. Just ask me. I know all the answers.
How?
Because I got 2 Trivial Pursuit games. The other one's at home. Consuela helped me to memorize all the answers.
Why?
Why? So we can beat them. You know how they're always acting like they're smarter than us? And Julia's done to me all my life, and Mary Jo does it to you, too.
Well, Suzanne, that's cheating.
Oh, big deal. I don't think of it as cheating. I think of it as the revenge of the big dumb girls. Well, they've been kicking us around long enough. Now that we're up here all alone, it's a perfect time to get them.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, I don't care what you like. I have gone to a hell of a lot of trouble here. You just keep your mouth shut and do what I say.
Suzanne, I don't think I like the way you're talking to me.
Oh, don't get all huffy. Now, let's come on. We need each other. Let's just get in there and kick some you-know-what.
Come on, y'all gotta play or not.
Yeah.
We're definitely playing. Let's get rid of those milkshakes, okay?
All right, does everybody know all the rules?
Julia doesn't.
Yes, I do. I've played with paint.
Okay, Suzanne, you go first.
6.
All right.
Science and nature, okay. What is the chemical term for plaster of Paris?
Oh, that's easy. Calcium sulfate hemihydrate.
Three, 4, 5. Geography. Okay. Before it gained independence in 1964, Zambia was known by this name.
We have to consult.
Go ahead, Charlene. They don't know it.
We're working on it. We've got it. Zaire.
Wrong.
Oh, please. Northern Rhodesia. Everybody knows that.
I can't believe y'all have lost 9 games in a row. Don't you want to quit?
Us? Are you kidding? We're just getting warmed up.
Yeah, well, I think your heater's a little slow.
Suzanne, now, I don't think there's any reason to be ugly about this.
They just can't stand to face the fact that we whipped them. I guess the big dumb girls aren't so big and dumb after all.
Four. One, two, three, four. We're in.
All right, what do you think? Art and literature. If you get this, I'll eat your kelp. What is the first line of the Daniel Defoe classic, Robinson Crusoe?
I was born in the year 1632 in the city of York.
That's correct.
Yes, that's the game!
She's cheating. I don't know how, but she's definitely cheating.
Oh, now let's not be bad sports.
Suzanne, I find it more than a little strange that Daddy had to hire a tutor to get you through Ole Miss, and now all of a sudden you know the two suborders of primates and the technically correct name of Greenland.
Okay, you guys are up. Three. One, two, three.
Charlene, you don't have to count for us every time we do know how.
All right, I'm sorry, Mary Jo, I was just trying to be helpful.
It's okay, Charlene. They just can't take the pressure. Look at those tense lines in their faces.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're completely relaxed.
That's right. Don't forget, we were lying around having massages while y'all were climbing a mountain.
Oh, that is low. That is low. That one's going to cost you.
Go get them, Charlene.
This anthropologist wrote Patterns of Culture.
Margaret Mead.
Wrong.
Oh, please. Ruth Benedict.
So anyway, I just took it back and I said, look, even though I did buy it on sale, I am not paying $200 for a silk blouse that has perspiration stains on it.
Good for you.
Susan, wake up.
Huh?
Julie and Mary Jo are sitting up.
So?
Let's be nice. I hate it when they aren't speaking to us.
Well, they're just sore losers.
Well, they know we cheated. I'm going to confess.
You do, and you'll be eating mud pie.
I cannot believe we stayed up all night playing that ridiculous game.
I know they cheated.
It's too bad there's only one mud tub. I'll just sit with them. Hi, Edie. Hi, Marla.
Hello.
Mind if we scoot in here with you?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Just a little a tiny, it won't matter at all.
Can I get you ladies anything?
Oh, yes. We're trying to put on some weight. Could we possibly have a couple of those macadamia nut sundaes with yogurt and fudge?
And go extra heavy on the whipped cream.
Right.
Yeah, maybe a cherry on top would be nice.
Good
that
idea.
Sounds good. Bring me one of those.
May I see your card, please?
What card?
Well, the card that specifies which program you're on.
Forget it.
Julia, I don't want y'all to be mad at us anymore. I have something to tell you.
Charlene, you are going under.
Go ahead, Charlene. We'll protect you. What do you want to say?
We cheated. Suzanne memorized all the answers from another game before we got here.
I knew it.
I can't believe you're doing this to me. I did everything right. I ate the rose radish. I climbed the mountain. I'm in this balloon suit. I drank fish and lime. And I just wanted to win one stupid game. You won't let me win. You're your mistress.
Oh, Suzanne? Really sorry you did that, you know, because now I'm gonna have to do the same to you.
You know what gets me, Suzanne? That you thought you could get away with it.
Did you two really expect us to believe that you knew that the first woman in space was Valentina Tereshkova?
Well, not Mary Jo. I did happen to know that one on my own.
Oh, come on, Charlene. Maybe a statue of Elvis on Mars, but Valentina Tereshkova.
See? Now you believe me? I told you, you can't trust them. Can't be nice to them.
Hey, Suzanne.
What?
Oh,
John.
Okay, that's it. As far as I'm concerned, this is war.
Ladies, please.
You people are animals!
Well, I tell you, I know you all didn't have that good of a time, but that was one of the best weekends I've ever had. And that staff, it just made me feel so good the way they just went on and on. Oh, Anthony, we just hate to see you go. Can't you please just stay just a few more days? Of course, yes, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Especially when the people that you came with get asked to leave. That's kind of funny, though. Things work out. I mean, here Suzanne was worried about me embarrassing you, and then the four of you turn around and get involved in this hellacious cat fight in the middle of a big mud tub and do $1,200 worth of damage. Oh, hey, what the heck? So you can't go back there anymore. I can still send you a postcard.
Why does everybody keep staring at us?
Because, Suzanne, we look odd. But then again, I suppose in my heart I always knew that someday we would end up like this.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, it's kind of fitting, isn't it? Here we are going down the highway into the dark Georgia night. Four aging Southern belles, war-torn hair, dirty faces, a nanny, a baby, and a crippled black man.